Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, what will you do when devastation comes to America? Where will you flee for help? And where will you leave your wealth? Today's message is going to be coming out of Isaiah, and we're going to be looking at a few scriptures in Isaiah. Isaiah 9, chapter 9, verse 8, through Isaiah chapter 10, verse 4. And we're going to be talking about the country of Ephraim. But our main focus on the scripture is going to be on Isaiah chapter 10, verse 3. Now, what will you do in the day of punishment? And in the devastation which will come from afar, to whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your wealth? So here we have in the Bible, we have judgments that are coming to the people of Ephraim, the inhabitants of Samaria. So the Lord, in verse 9, the Lord said a word to Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in a pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him, and join his enemies together, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Yes. The whole paragraph is a judgment against bravado. What is bravado? A bold manner or a show of boldness intended to impress or to intimidate. Now listen to what the Bible says and try to relate it to what is happening today. What the Bible says in Isaiah 10:3, what will you do when devastation comes? From afar. What will you do when devastation comes to America from afar? Where will you flee for help when there's really no help? When there's no food around anymore? When the devastation comes to the land of America, what will you do? Where will your help come from? Where will you leave your wealth, all of you who have millions of dollars that thought you could trust in your millions? Where are you going to leave your wealth when the time is coming when your wealth and all your money that you have sucked out of the American people will no longer help you? Where will you flee for help when no longer will your allies support you? Where will you go when there's no food to be found? When there's no help, when total devastation comes your way, America? This scenario that I believe that is playing today in the United States of America has also played in a country of Ephraim. The whole paragraph, the judgments against bravado, so much as hewn stone, better than the bricks of the day, and so much as cedars were superior to sycamore. Ephraim mockingly rejects the chastening of the Lord, boasting that things will be only better for them no matter what God does. This terrible paragraph foretold a time of Ephraim when even their former allies, the Syrians, would join and besiege armies of Syria to bring about Samaria's final extinction. All the leading classes who had failed to repent and turn to God and who had been unfaithful to their trust would be totally destroyed with all their children. Now, please understand what was happening here. First of all, the Lord came. And what did He do? He knocked down structure. He knocked down buildings. He destroyed a lot of the land. He sent major devastation. And they said, even though you sent major devastation, even though you knocked down our buildings, even though, oh come on somebody, you might have set floods, we will rebuild. And so there was this sense of bravado. There was this sense of boldness. There was this sense of intimidation, looking at the eyes of God and saying, I don't care what you do to me, that I will rebuild. There is a sense of arrogance unto God instead of getting on your knees and repenting and humbling yourself and acknowledging your guilt. They said, we will rebuild stronger. And no matter what tree that you knock down, we will rebuild and plant a bigger tree. So, you might knock down some of our sycamores, but we will build cedars. That means we will be building bigger now. This was the arrogance that was happening in Isaiah. And so, this judgment was against Ephraim for laughing off the facts, for mocking of reality, and for their egotistical bragging about how they would overcome God's punishment. If bricks and sycamores were destroyed, Ephraim will replace them with hewn stones and cedars. If you destroy this house, I will build the house bigger, and I will replace it with even nicer marble. Come on, somebody. As you can see, Hurricane Harvey had did major destruction to Houston and all across the Texas coast and out east in L.A. A lot of structures are being destroyed. And now we have Hurricane Irma that is coming from the south and moving on into Florida. And a lot of structures are going to be destroyed. And we have mass tornadoes coming through the United States of America. I just wonder, are we literally, do we have that sense of mocking unto God? Are we not mocking God's reality? Is God not possibly judging the United States of America for our demoralization of the people? Have we not turned away from Jesus Christ? Don't you think it's time to stop this egotistical bragging and thinking, just because you knocked down my building, somehow I'm going to rebuild it? Oh, come on, somebody. You see, Ephraim was in a time of punishment unto God. And I don't know about you, but America could be in that time of punishment. Why? All you got to do is look at our society. You see, there was a sense of laughter in the face of God when He went to punish Ephraim. And Ephraim, they mocked the reality that was happening. So God would send these judgments to destroy the structures of Ephraim. Knock them down. Wipe them out. Wipe them out. And they would say, well, we're just going to build more, God. Wipe down the trees. Well, we're just going to plant bigger trees. See, you see, there was no sense of repentance. There was no sense of humbling themselves. There was no sense of actually looking at themselves. There was no sense of asking God to forgive them of their sinful acts. No, they came with a sense of arrogance. They came, the term called bravado, of boldness to intimidate, to say, God, I don't care what kind of punishment you bring on me, we're just going to build bigger and stronger, and I don't care what trees, we're going to replant the trees. So come on, somebody. How many of you know today that the Bible is real? And that today, there's a lot of things going on. But if you turn to me in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and 10, and let's begin here. So the first judgment, God says, I'm going to judge you. Why? Because you're laughing off the facts. You're mocking the realities. You think you're going to rebuild and keep rebuilding. But the reality was, for Ephraim, that they were under judgment. That was the reality. For the people turneth not unto him that smiteth them, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off Israel's head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leader of his people caused them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is a hypocrite and an evil doer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. With all these judgments, still God saying, I'm still a compassionate God, I'm still a loving God, but please understand. What was happening to Ephraim? The doom of Ephraim was coming. The judgment against Ephraim for laughing off the facts, for mocking the reality, for their egotistical bragging on how they would overcome any obstacle that comes their way. The second judgment here that happened in Isaiah 9, verse 13 through 17. Here's the punishment against permissiveness, error, and false leadership. The eloquent comparison of crooked priest to a tail of a dog shows that it was the departure of God's truth that caused their apostasy. Listen. Judgment 2. First judgment, arrogance. No matter what punishment comes to the United States, no matter what happens to our structure, we will rebuild. We saw all the structures and all the houses that were destroyed in Houston. No matter how many houses were destroyed, we will rebuild. We will rebuild. Okay, number two. This is the second judgment. Permissiveness and false leadership. Okay. Crooked churches. Crooked priests. Now, Ephraim, Houston has a lot of glitterbug churches and evil preachers. Okay? Judgment, evil preachers, where many of them root out of Houston. Evil preachers rooted out of Houston. Now, I'm trying to compare what's happening today to what was in the Bible. False leadership. Crooked spiritual leaders. Judgment 2 was on Ephraim. Let's look at what America has become. Let's look at ourselves for once. A lot of you say it doesn't matter what hurricane does to the structure. We will rebuild. That is an arrogance that God does not like. That is an arrogance that really pisses God off. Excuse my language. That is an arrogance that says, no matter what comes our way, we will rebuild and we will continue our evil life. Instead of looking at the evil leadership. Let's turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah 9, 18 through 21. For wickedness burneth as the fire, it shall devour the bears and the thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like a lifted up the smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land darkened, and the people shall be as fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, and they together shall be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Listen, folks, those of you, when the judgment of God comes upon America, which it is, he still stretches out his hands of compassion. All he wants you to do is repent and acknowledge that you have been demoralized and reach your hand up to him and say, look what we have become. Look what I have done. I have acknowledged it. We've been evil. We have to turn from our wicked ways. I've been evil, and so have you. Listen, as a nation, we are one evil nation. And when judgment comes upon America, we just can't say no matter what the hurricane does, we're going to rebuild. Come on, somebody. Don't you see what's happening here? Is it just me? Or all these events, are they all by accident? Or is there something more going on here? Is there something really more going on here? You know, one day we're all going to have that stare. We're going to come out of our homes and we're going to stand there and we're just going to stare out and say, what the hell just happened? Everything's going to be gone. It's called a 1,000-mile stare. Everything is going to be gone one day. And we're going to sit there going, what happened? It's called the 1,000. I mean, they have it in Houston. It's going on in Houston right now. What just happened to our homes? What just happened to our loved ones? What just happened? So the third judgment against disunity, internal discord and strife, with even their former allies at last turning against Ephraim, and with the 10 tribes fighting against each other, their final ruin would follow in the deportation of the heart of the nation of Assyria. This took place in 772 BC. The internal discord and strife, the disunity, this is what's happening in America. We are disunited. We are separated. There is disunity. Why? Because we have false leadership. Why? Because we have egotistical bragging. Why? And what is going to change all this? Total devastation. What is going to bring people together? Total devastation. Oh, come on, somebody. When somebody dies in a family, what happens to the family? They all come together. I don't know how else to tell you this. Total devastation is the only thing that brings people together. Isaiah 10, verse 1 and 4. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that right grievous which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come far from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your wealth and all your glory? Listen, there's a time coming with your money's not going to save you. All you sick people on television, there's a time with all your wealth is not going to save you. The Bible says, what will you do when devastation comes to America? Where will you flee for help? Where will you leave your wealth? Judgment against bravado, your arrogance. You think no matter what comes your way, that you're just going to stand. You guys, well, you don't understand something. This, what's happening to America has already happened in many countries of the past. that was wiped out. The arrogance, the evil churches, the disunity of all the discords, and now the judgment that is against the central government and the judiciary, against those who made and administered the laws. It was often been observed that when these arms of human society fail, there can remain little hope for the society. Although these prophecies against Ephraim were principally focused upon the northern Israel. Now listen, guys. Listen to what the Word of God says. Central government and the judiciary. And all you guys know the deep state is evil. And now look at, there's really no hope. Okay? When the arms of the human society fail, and look how evil Congress is today. We have President Donald Trump who's doing all he can, but look how evil Congress is becoming today. When the arms of the society fails, there is no hope. So now the judgment comes against the central government and the judiciary, against those who made and administered the laws. Oh my gosh. God's anger at all of Israel's pride and wickedness was approaching to a flashpoint. What are we going to do? In the United States of America today, we are being hit on all sides. Now we're facing nuclear devastation towards the United States of America. And I hear people laugh and says, we won't fall, we won't fall, we won't fall. This is the same thing. If they destroy our structures, we will rebuild. If they blow down our trees, we will plant bigger trees. If they destroy all of our homes, we will just rebuild bigger homes. What is this? Bravado. This is arrogance. You are not being humbled, thinking that you can just defeat anybody. 1,500 troops from the Russians they've just left the North Korea principle. We have China now. They're about to back away. We don't know what Russia and China is about to do, but according to the Bible, what happened to the country of Ephraim under this arrogance, and not paying attention to reality, thinking everything's going to be okay, and they're living in this sci-fi movie, what happened? Extinction. They were wiped to extinction. Ephraim was wiped to extinction. Now, there's nuclear bombs out there to wipe the United States to an extinction today. And let me tell you, there's a country that leads the world, and that is Russia. And then we got China. Oh my gosh. And now we're about to go to war with North Korea. Where are our allies? Will they stay with us? Or will they leave us? According to the Bible, they will walk away. Natural disasters hitting on every corner. Yes. What brings a society together? Total devastation. Total devastation. What will you do when devastation comes to America? Where will you flee for help? Where will you leave your wealth? Isaiah 10:3. Where will your money? What will your money do when America is wiped to extinction? A hurricane is coming your way. They're about to blow down all your palm trees. Your house is about to be destroyed by 180 mile per hour winds. You say, I will just rebuild once the storm is over. My insurance company will truly help me. My insurance company will truly help me. When the truth of the matter is, insurance companies, this is a time where they really rip you off. I call, come on, somebody. You know what happened? Hurricane Katrina, the insurance companies never paid. Okay? And All you victims in Hurricane Harvey, bless your soul. The insurance companies aren't going to pay. They're going to file bankrupt. They always do. You don't get it yet, do you? The security should never be the insurance company. Your security should always be with Jesus Christ alone. Only Jesus alone can save your home. Only Jesus alone can save you. But you see, you put too much trust in your central government where they turned evil. The deep state, Congress, they all turned evil. And so when the hurricane comes to blow the tree down, you'll say, I'm just going to plant bigger trees. When it blows the structure down, well, we're just going to build bigger structures. Until God, even though He puts judgment upon you, and even though He's judging the church, even though He's judging the government, even though He's judging your arrogance, because you haven't repented, accepting that you have been demoralized, and that you don't care about living God's way, and even though these judgments, and He sends judgment of because major disunity, because that's what's happening in America, and that's why Donald Trump says we must be united. But because of all this disunity, He will send judgment. And still, you say, I will rebuild bigger, I will be stronger, and I will plant higher cedars. This is what the Bible says. Mockingly rejects the chastening of the Lord, boasting that things will only be better for them no matter what God does. This is what Ephraim said. Things will only be better no matter what happens to the United States. What? Have we then been that destroyed mentally? Churches don't preach truth anymore. Satan has controlled our pastors because all they want is that money. It's all they want. They suck from the community. When the community really needs them, they keep the door shut. We've seen this down in Houston, Texas. And there's only one thing that's going to bring America together, and I don't want to say it, but I will. It's total devastation when it comes to America. That's the only thing that's going to bring America together. Do I want to see it? Absolutely not. I want us to repent. I want us to return back to Jesus. When your houses are destroyed, I want you to ask the Lord, what is this all about? To repent, ask for forgiveness of this wickedness. Have we not created an evil society? Are we not living in an evil society? Is not your mom and dad getting more evil? Is not the school systems getting more evil? Is not the churches getting more evil? Oh, come on, somebody. We have to accept that we are one evil nation, and then we have to return to Jesus Christ. And until we accept that we are evil, things won't get any better. But instead of accepting from evil, instead of turning from our wicked ways, instead of accepting that, we say, we will build them bigger. From the hewn stone, the Bible says, to bricks of that day. So from whatever, we're just going to keep building stronger. We're America. We're invincible. Nothing can ever touch us. No matter how many hurricanes, how many wars, we are an invincible people. Bravado. Arrogance. Listen, I don't know what else to tell you. This sounds very arrogant. And this is exactly what's happening in the Bible. This kind of arrogance of Ephraim. When actually, their allies left them. The people that you thought would support them walked away from them. What will you do when devastation comes to America? Where will you flee for help? Where will you leave your wealth that you so much trust in, that you think that somehow that's going to help you? The time of devastation could be at hand. The time of devastation and extinction of America could be at hand. Do I want that? Absolutely not. I want Jesus back in the United States of America. I want us to put Jesus first so God could have mercy. But come on, somebody. From the White House to the church house, we have all walked away from Jesus. Come on, somebody. We trust more in the insurance companies than we do Jesus. Only Jesus can save you through the Holy Spirit and His angels. Only Jesus can save you through the power of His Holy Spirit and His angels. Only Jesus can feed 5,000 with two loaves, five fish. Only Jesus can feed that. He can make water come out of a rock. A lot of you in Houston, you're going to be let down by the federal government. And you're going to be let down by the church. And you're going to wonder, where the hell are you going to turn to? I'm telling you, repent, cry out to Jesus. Angels and the Holy Spirit will administer to you to this time. I told you, when there's no place to go, God is asking you. Where there's devastation comes to America, and there's no place to go, and there's no place for help, He wants to know. Where, watch the power of the Holy Spirit and angels move like a swift eagle. Where, He wants to know, your wealth can't help you in this time. Repent and let the angels and the Holy Spirit move like a swift eagle. I'm telling you today, this is the time that we are in today. Let the angels move like a swift eagle to help you. And may Lord Jesus have mercy on your soul. It's time to get on our knees and cry. Because we are one evil nation. And we are one evil people. And only Jesus can help us. Only through repentance. Repent and cry out and turn to Jesus Christ. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.